Big Study 4.7 KMCH on a Wednesday, a little rain. You'll forgive us. Our guest of the day is not one for public speaking. He's kind of nervous, not really spent any time behind a microphone. So I told him that you, the listening audience, would give him grace and be very kind with him. I want to make sure I get the name right. William... Hang on a sec. Logan, is that right?
Well, it is if you don't know me.
Bill Logan's here. How are you, man? How's things?
I'm doing great this morning. Thanks.
You're wearing your West Delaware polo. You look like you're an official card-carrying member.
Well, I am. I'm doing a little West Delaware business today throughout the day. I've got three different projects going on. The one we're going to talk about today is the Football Wall of Pride.
Yeah, I've heard commercials for this. Swish was telling me a little bit about it last night. Well, just start from the beginning. What is this thing, and how can people get involved? Because it sounds like it's really cool.
It is. Got to give a lot of credit to Mark Becker years ago. Was kind of the driving forces behind this, getting a football wall. For those of you who've never been to Brown Field, there's cement pillars with bricks on them, mm-hmm. with wrought iron in between them, you know, type stuff. Beautiful, beautiful landscaping up around there. And we've got bricks on there that you can get your name put on there. And Mark Becker did a tremendous job years ago getting that established, and now we're just trying to carry it on, get new people that 15 years ago maybe weren't involved with West Delaware Athletics at mm-hmm. the time. So getting some new people involved and trying to get some people signed up.
So how do you go about doing that then?
If you can get a hold of me, right now we've got three different opportunities for people to do that. If you go into the Brown Field, if you walk in and you're going to the home side of the football field, mm-hmm. on your left there's a wall that goes to the north. On the inside of there's about two dozen bricks on there. They're 6-inch by 12-inch bricks, and you can get anything carved on there that you want on there. We have a schematic here for you can put on there as to how many letters you can have.
Okay.
That costs $125.
That's it?
$125.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, that's a nice donation. We've had four already come mm-hmm. in this week, so we've got till Friday to be able to do this and then get it to Jeremy Meyer, which a lot of people around here knows. He does the carving on the bricks for us.
Yeah, he shows up with a chisel and a hammer and does them all by hand, like they used to do the Ten Commandments, just
there
like that, the
very,
old school
very similar
way.
To that, yeah.
Exactly.
And then our other opportunity is on the south wall. There's bricks on the inside and outside. On the inside, there's 12-inch by 16-inch stone that are in there. They're very, very decorative on the pillars.
Mm-hmm.
On the inside, it's $500 to get your name or a business ad on there. On the outside of that wall, because it's going to be exposed 365 days a year to people that walk by and will see it all the time,
mm-hmm.
That's 12 by 16 stone would be $750.
Okay.
We've had a couple of those last year. We don't have any of those yet this year, so we're looking for some people to hopefully step up and help us build this wall even further.
Do we have our logo on one of those? We should, since we we carry all the games.
I think they do.
Okay, good.
If they're not, there's some stuff in the walkway in there.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're well represented.
If not, Abby
there.
Has her checkbook out there. She's willing to write a check
exactly.
to make sure it gets
Thank
on
you,
there.
Abby.
So you've got until Friday, you said, to get this done. And what's the best way, whether you're a business or whether you're a family or like grandpa and grandma, hey, we're proud of our kids that have gone through the school system. We want to make sure we're kind of remembered through all that. How do people go about doing it?
The easiest way is probably to get a hold of me. I've got the forms here. My cell phone number, 563-920-0575. I'll put that on there because Swish has had it on the radio, so there's no mm-hmm. sense hiding that
No,
number
hide
anymore.
It now.
No sense hiding it. If you can't get a hold of me, if you get up to the school, just stop in the office, and they can also help them up there in the school office.
Gotcha. Are you excited for football? I mean, what is it? As of today, we're a month away from college football.
Yeah. Fall's my favorite time of the mm-hmm. year. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love all the sports, but there's nothing better than Friday Night Lights,
yeah.
high school football. You know, I've said for years, a perfect world would have 52 weeks of Friday Night Lights.
Yes, it would, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And then you've got a high school game at Kinnick this year.
Yeah, City High is hosting it with Liberty, so that'll be an exciting time.
I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. Apparently, those two schools do not like each other at all.
Oh, I'm sure they
and
don't.
And she said it should be a very fun, colorful night. But do you see that, Bill, because you've been ensconced in the sports scene for a number of years, do you see that's becoming more of a, they do one game at Kinnick, maybe they'll have like a rotating game? Because it's kind of an honor to either, obviously, state playoffs and state games, you're at the Dome, but there's a little something a little bit more grandeur about Kinnick. Not to take away from the Uni Dome, but something about that stadium outdoors on a Friday night.
See, they did that through the years with the Uni Dome, and I think they're broadening their horizons a little bit. You've got these big, beautiful stadiums that, you know, most of them on a Friday night, there's not a lot of action there.
Yeah.
The only thing, I guess, with that early game like that, they don't have to worry about getting it cleaned up real quick because the Hawkeyes don't start that early yet.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like, oh, we got to get it cleaned up because we got people coming in at 8 o'clock the next morning. So I think you could see more of that expand on there. I mean, the West Iowa Hawk baseball team went down to Principal Park in Des Moines and played this year. They have gone to the Cedar Rapids Colonel Stadium before. Mm-hmm. So I think there's going to be some more avenues that kids could get out there and get exposed into bigger stadiums. That'd be awesome.
Bill Logan with us this morning. We've turned this in from a guest of the day to co-host segment because I've got a bunch of questions I want to talk to. And we'll remind you about the Brownfield Wall of Pride here, too. I want to make sure you get that number. One last thing I wanted to ask you about was Vin Scully passed away yesterday. Talk about the guy who set the standard for what every play-by-play person should do. I mean, you got to take a lot of pages out of his book and remember a guy who's been in it for six decades, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, and anybody that doesn't know who Vin Scully is isn't a radio person.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a sports person. They have no idea what's going on. And he had such that perfect voice. I mean, you just knew within the first word or two who was talking what a pioneer in it back when a lot of people didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing to go back and listen to him from 50 years ago broadcast a game. Man, that's amazing. And I grew up in the old AM, FM radio day, transistor radios.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of nights that's how I listened to baseball games. Unfortunately, when I was a little kid, 8 o'clock was my bedtime.
And now,
in the summertime, it's not even dark yet.
Exactly.
You know, so I listened to a lot of ball games through the years on AM radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was one of the best, and there's a lot of people that have tried to be anywhere near as close as what he's done because he was a pioneer.
I figured I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about that since I had you here today.
Yeah,
so.
Dodger fans, we got to stick together.
Oh, yeah, they're few and far between.
There you go,
Did Swish tell you I'm taking him to a Cardinals game this weekend?
No.
Yeah, taking him down to a Cardinals game. Show him some good baseball.
There you go, exactly.
After the Cubs got shut out 6-0 yesterday. Yeah. All right, before we wrap up here, remind everybody, you got till Friday to be a part of this wall, Bill. Tell everybody how to go about it.
If you want to get involved with this thing, just give me a call. I'll get together. We'll figure out a time. We'll get the form filled out. Give me a call at 563-920-0575. I'm around town a lot. You can't catch me. I've been working a lot lately out of Corcoran Furniture. So if I'm not around, you could probably catch me out there.
Yep. Or if not, just follow him around town till he stops, and then you'll have the forms.
I have
with
a truck
him.
That's a little incognito. Nobody knows it's my truck.
No, not at all.
Not with my name on the license
not
plate.
Not one bit. Phil, good to see you, man. Thanks for coming in.
You betcha.
We're
going to
put
you.
All this detailed information on our website, kmch.com. Speaking of Swish, he has Check Sports next.